94 youths from both refugee and host communities in Adjumani district have successfully graduated after completing a 3-month vocational training supported by UNICEF. The group consists of young adolescent peers, young persons living positively, and peer mothers, all below the age of 22. The beneficiaries of the 91 million shillings project were selected from 9 refugee settlements. According to the district mentor, each will receive a stipend of 440,000 shillings and a startup fund of 400,000 shillings after graduation.
Skilling in tailoring, hairdressing, art and craft, and then the bakery. These people went through intensive training of about 3 months. Today we graduate the 24 of them after assessment were done, and we were told that yes, they are 90% ready for graduation. At their graduation, they are given a startup kit of 400,000 universal, and they get a stipend of 3 months per month. They are given 140,000. So at the end, they will go home with the 840,000. They were encouraged to put this money into use to invest in their various projects. We will appeal that UNICEF continues supporting these young people, because there are a lot of young positives outside there. If the projects end and they are graduated, there will be no continuation of service.
Speaking at the graduation, Anyama Ben, the chairperson of Adjumani District, praised UNICEF for the initiative aimed at addressing youth unemployment.
Skilling is the best education system, because with skilling, you cannot grow up when you are skilled. But when you are educated, you can grow up. Why? Because you are educated but not job. You can be educated but within such a serious defense, analyze and assess what you studied. But skilling, that's what is in you now. Because it has content of practical way of doing things. So I don't recommend you for this source.
Meanwhile, Konyo Josephine Bakita, one of the graduates, expressed gratitude for the opportunity, saying the training has given them hope to live after battling stigma and lack of support.
With the support from UNICEF right now, Kosua, we are empowered people, and also we thank the district, not forgetting us young people. In the district, conceive when you are young, it doesn't mean it is the end of you. You still have hope after. That's why I'm still having that hope, and I will continue to have the hope.